Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable. You will believe. Season 1, Episode 1 kicks off right now as we dive deep into the realm of telepathy. Hello, lovely listeners. Our tale takes place in the year 2016, 8 years ago. I was a young mother with a young daughter, and we were battling a very nasty virus. Typical, and if you're a parent, you understand. One night in the fall, during the battle with this virus, I was putting my three-year-old to bed in her toddler bed, and I decided to stay the night in her room with her, so I took my place on the nice lazy boy recliner, made myself as comfortable as I could be, and fell asleep, hoping that we both would just sleep through the night. Luckily, we did, and the very next morning is where telepathy unfolded and when. When I awoke in my recliner, I looked at my daughter, and she was still asleep in her toddler bed, and she was lying on her back. She looked very peaceful. Her breathing was regular. She was great. But as a mom, my first emotion was concern. And feelings, concern and the feelings of worry, wonder if that virus was there. Now, it's very important to note that I did not have the thought in my mind, the words, does my daughter still have a fever? It's more important to note that I felt concern to her. This is important. And as I was feeling this worry and concern, I was standing up off the recliner, getting up, standing up, and I was walking to her bed, curious if she still had a fever. And I remember I was lifting my arm up, taking my hand to place it on her forehead to feel very gently, so as to not to wake her, if the fever was still there. And before my hand made contact with her forehead, as I was feeling this worry and concern if her fever was still there, my daughter, who was asleep, opened her mouth and said, "No, Mommy, I'm fine." And she stayed asleep. So let me just rephrase what happened there. I woke up, got up, felt concern, went to go feel my daughter's forehead. I did not speak anything. And she answered me with her voice to the question I was feeling, worry about her fever, if it was still there. She answered with her voice, "No, Mommy, I'm fine." Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I was stunned. I was shocked. It's one of those things, those experiences where like the carpet is kind of pulled out from under you. If you've ever had a metaphysical experience, where you've always heard about something woo-woo and have wanted it to happen, but then it finally happens and it like breaks all your previous beliefs down and makes you think, oh my gosh, this is real. That's what I was experiencing. And I think it was maybe, I don't know how much time passed. I was stunned. I was frozen. I couldn't believe it because I had felt concern. I had felt a question to her. But in her asleep state, she had answered me. Now, if you go to Google and you say telepathy and you search telepathy definition, right? It will give you something along the lines of the supposed thought transference from one person to another without actually speaking. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is no supposed, it is real. Now, where was I at during my mediumship unfoldment when this happened? Well, I was right at the beginning. I'd just come into learning I could talk with spirit. I did not have any experience with the psychic faculty, telepathy, telekinesis, psychometry, any of that. So I was really stunned. I was shocked. And there were a few things that really shocked me about it. First of all, number one, that she answered me when I didn't ask her a question, right? And I was feeling things towards her. The worry, the concern if the fever was there. And then she answered me with her voice. That was the first thing in and of itself. Second thing was that she didn't sound like herself. She sounded like a very calm, older Auburn. And then the third thing that really, really, really threw me for a loop was she didn't wake up. She continued to sleep. Over the next week, I went on to talk to Spirit and I was like, is telepathy, can we really do that? Can we communicate with our feelings? And Spirit said, there's so much more, Jennifer. And yes, you can. Now, these episodes, this whole podcast, the point of it is to share an experience of mine, a tale, right? But also not just to share a tale, but teach you with it or kind of debunk it with, you know, for you. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at what exactly happened on that morning in 2016 when my daughter woke up and gave me this metaphysical experience. Oh, and one more thing. I did take my hand and place it on her forehead, and guess what? The fever was gone. So if you look at what I've said in the beginning of when I woke up that morning, I did not have a linear thought. I was feeling. The feeling is what my daughter received. An energetic emotion that was shot out into the room that we were in, and her energy received it. And because her mind was asleep, her conscious mind, the soul communicated to the subconscious of my daughter, I believe. And in that awareness of half asleep, maybe half awake, had to have been, right? She answered in the hypnotic state is what I want to call it. Half asleep, half here. But because she was there, maybe she wasn't in that deep of a sleep, but she stayed asleep, but in that in-between, that awareness is how she answered me with her mouth. And it is something that there's something to be said for this, that telepathy is not a transference of words or a thought, but I feel like it runs on emotion. And I also feel that our souls communicate like this all the time without the mouth and the words and the sound when we're asleep. I absolutely believe that, because if she was able to do that, even though I was awake with those feelings, but she was able to communicate and receive when she was asleep, then wouldn't it even make it easier for us to talk if I was asleep too? And our two soul energies were conversing. I absolutely believe that to be true. I think we talk to all our loved ones who are still here in a body and who are in spirit when we're asleep all the time. And I feel like it's not just when we're asleep. Telepathy happens all the time with us during the day. Some examples are you sitting on the couch with a friend or family member, spouse, and you're both in silence and someone speaks up and says, how about pizza for dinner? And the other one says, I was hungry. I was just thinking about pizza. Or another example of telepathy is you thinking about mom when she's not in the same house with you, and then your phone rings or you get a text and it's mom. That is all emotions, okay, that we are having about wanting to call someone or wanting to eat for dinner, what we're going to eat for dinner, and it's pinging out there into what I call the energetic grid. And we pick up on it. And what I want my listeners to know is that it's a very natural thing. It is so natural to shoot something out there and then receive it, or plug into someone and receive in the moment. And I think that it's all real. You know, I go back to Google and Wiki and some of those sites that say the supposed transference of thought, and it just makes me blink in disbelief at, you know, why we aren't onto this a little bit more. Now, that was the first occurrence with telepathy 8 years ago that I have with my daughter. The next experience I have with telepathy would be many years later, actually this past year, where I would be working with my advanced developing psychic mediums, and we would do exercises with telepathy. Some experiences we had, exercises we did, were partnering up the women, and I had a woman, a student, actually think with an image, putting emotion to it, that's the key, of something. And the other woman who she was partnered with tried to receive and know and feel what that partner was thinking about. And it worked. It was trial and error, but we did it. I think some of the best examples from those exercises were, one lady was thinking about clouds in the sky, how much she loved the sky, and feeling relaxed, and her partner saw white swirls, right? Another example was when a student of mine was apparently thinking about the thunderstorms that were going to be rolling in later that day into our neighborhood. And I tried to pull what she was thinking about, and I saw a bunch of trees blowing. And that is not a coincidence. What we learned in these exercises was that telepathy is not something that is human thoughts in our brain, our mind. It is based, it goes through the pipeline of emotion. So we did practice exercises where we would just see an image, or we would just think of something and have those thoughts. And that was not as successful as when we did that, but put emotion to the image. So we absolutely discovered that emotion is key. And I think this is a big reason why, and we don't even know we're doing it, we receive emotions all the time from people and things and little pingings from people around us. We do it so naturally, and we're not even aware it's not our emotion. And that is telepathy. And like the two, you know, examples I gave you about thinking about what's for dinner or mom calling when you just thought of her, you weren't trying to do it. It was like this little calling card that your mom or your spouse was giving you, that your energy was communicating with them already. So I'm coming to the belief, after working in this field for over 10 years now, that in another 100 years, we will be communicating with our emotions and our energy easily without speaking, and that we do it and we don't even know we're doing it, but we do it. And it's really amazing. And the last place I thought I'd ever experience it for the first time ever would be in my daughter's bedroom when she was three, when I was worried about her fever being gone, and that emotion provoked her on an energetic level to respond when she was asleep to say, "No, mommy, I'm fine." Gives me chills. I'll never forget her voice. So that's my first run-in with telepathy. Have you ever had an experience with it? Want to share? Visit my Facebook group for the podcast, Tellings of a Medium with Jennifer Fezzio. I will be posting on every episode. Feel free to join it, even if you're listening to this episode a year later. Go back to the group and post. It's always a fun time to see everyone's responses to these crazy things that our crazy souls can do, right? Our energy. I hope you enjoyed that. If you want to develop, please, please, please know that I have an online school, Intuitive Insights. I'll post all the links to it in my Facebook group and also share with you now. Intuitive-insights.learnworlds.com. Got a lot of free goodies up there. Lots of, I got a spirit guide meditation up there that's free. Also, I think I just got a lot of free stuff up there that are videos where I teach and I guide and I explain about the spirit world and all things metaphysical. And I upload weekly, so be sure to check it out. Creating an account is free. I absolutely hope that you enjoyed our first episode together. Telepathy is real, and my 3-year-old daughter taught me so. Wasn't it an experience?